For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. Here's a fun fact. Being arrested for something can keep you from getting a place to live and keep you from getting a job. Well, duh, right? Well, not so fast. I didn't say being convicted for something can cost you an apartment and a job. I said being arrested can, even if the charges against you are dropped.
So oftentimes people think that they just received a ticket, they paid the ticket, I only spent a night in jail, I paid my fine, I didn't do any time, so it's been dismissed and it's not on my record. That's not the case.
Tiffany Love is a staff attorney at South Carolina Legal Services office in Rock Hill, and she's part of the organization's ever-present education push to let people know that these barriers to work and living quarters can actually go away, provided you know how to go about it.
The way you get something off of your record is you have to apply for the expungement of it.
An expungement is an erasure of an arrest or a conviction from the permanent record. It's a little different from a pardon, which actually keeps the charge on the record. It just shows that you were pardoned for it. Expungements are like it never happened. But don't get too far ahead. A lot of charges can't be expunged, and even those that can require a long time. And in between, you can't have had another offense. We'll put the 8 expungible categories of offenses up at southcarolinapublicradio.org because they're just a bit too complicated to try to explain here. What's easier to explain are the consequences of employers finding out some old offense on your background check. For one, old charges can keep people from getting even entry-level certifications for some career paths.
When people are trying to sit for professional examinations, whether that's barber's exam, if you want to be a CNA, your criminal record may come up.
CNA stands for Certified Nursing Assistant. As you might expect, some crimes, like a decades-old domestic violence arrest, can prevent a person from entering the field. But Love says these old charges are often presented to a reviewer without context, so employers don't know that they're really looking at a third-degree domestic arrest, which is actually a misdemeanor, and not a first-degree felony. A second consequence is societal.
You know, how is the community going to grow if no one has jobs and they're not able to, you know, put money back out into the community? You know, it leads to a lot of things, you know, crime.
Then, of course, there's housing. Not so much in buying a house, which someone who's unable to find work is unlikely to do anyway, but in renting an apartment from a landlord who does a background check, which is a lot easier than it used to be.
The barriers to getting that information are just crumbling.
Mark Fessler is SC Legal's head of housing in Greenville.
You can go on the internet and you can search the public index, which is a free service that the South Carolina Judicial Department provides.
And once there, Fessler says, anybody with working internet can look up all manner of public arrest and lawsuit information on anyone. How this kind of thing typically plays against a person with a record is a landlord or employer will simply rent to or hire out someone else in the queue. And while no one is saying transgressions of the law shouldn't be punished, a lot of people with minor infractions on their records are getting punished repeatedly for years, even when they were swept up in something they might not have done.
You shouldn't lose the ability to, like, sleep under a roof because somebody had a joint in your car that you were traveling in.
There is some good news. Expungements are not terribly expensive in South Carolina. They top out at $310, which admittedly is a lot if you don't have any income. But agencies like SC Legal exist to help low and no-income people through those kinds of hurdles. And Love says employers are increasingly interested in learning what an expungement means and what qualifies for one.
More employers are becoming aware and they're wanting to learn more because they don't have the workforce. They don't have anyone to, you know, sustain the workforce for them.
Learn more online at southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.